Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're tackling a spicy dish, the overconfidence of aging investors. Buckle up.
Ooh, sounds intriguing. So are we saying older folks are all doomed to make bad investment choices?
Not exactly. This article by Jonathan Guthrie uses the interesting example of a, shall we say, hypothetical second Trump presidency and Biden's withdrawal to set the scene. The real meat is how cognitive decline affects financial decisions as we age.
Right. I get it. It's not just about presidents. It's about everyone managing their own money, especially as pensions shift from defined benefit to defined contribution.
Precisely. And Guthrie points to research suggesting that while older investors might become more conservative, less trading, more diversification, their execution can suffer. Think poor stock picks and uneven risk management.
Interesting. So they're playing it safe but not playing it smart.
That's the gist. One study showed a 3% lower annual return for those experiencing cognitive decline. That adds up over time. But to be fair, Guthrie does point out that this research focused on execution-only accounts, not the more serious, professionally managed investments.
Good point. Not everyone's managing their entire portfolio through a basic brokerage account.
Exactly. And get this, the real kicker is that older people often become more confident in their financial decisions even as their abilities decline. It's the Lake Wobegon effect meets the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Ha! Everyone's above average, even when they're not. So what's the antidote to this overconfidence cocktail?
Well, Guthrie suggests acknowledging our biases. Engage that slow level two thinking that Kahneman talks about. Philip Seeger, a hedge fund manager, wisely suggests reducing your ego in the process, which, you know, is good advice for everyone, not just older investors.
I see. And I guess having a good financial advisor can help too, right? Someone to act as a check and balance.
Absolutely. Now Guthrie's personal plan for dealing with all this, shouting at the TV and delegating his finances. I love it.
That's one approach. But seriously, it highlights the importance of recognizing our limitations, which, as Guthrie says, is a sign of wisdom, something politicians could use a dose of.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show.
Bye-bye.